Well, many of us always worry about how safe it is to fly, but since insiders at Air Services Australia revealed cost-cutting measures, including less jobs, there's a fear that some lives may be being put at risk. Nicole Wedding reports.
Air Services Australia is in crisis, according to insiders who spoke to the ABC this week. With up to 700 jobs reportedly being cut, concerns about air safety in Australia might be more valid than ever. Ron Bishop is a discipline leader for aviation at Central Queensland University. He says concerns about safety are worth taking seriously.
700 jobs, are they going to affect safety? Especially here in Australia, that's a lot. And then you go, well, okay, you're getting rid of them. Who's replacing them? Where's the work going? Oh, well, we're just not going to have that done. Well, wait a minute. Some of those jobs are probably pretty important. And then also, will the employees that are still working at Air Services, are they going to have to pick up the slack with these people gone, or are they going to have to do the work? Anyone that's been in the cut or has been still at a company after they've done cuts, they realize that a lot of that work doesn't go away. They still have to do the work. And some of those, I wouldn't call them back office staff, because some of those are simulator instructors or simulator jobs. Some of them are safety, environmental inspectors, safety inspectors. So they sound like they were pretty important before. We're just going to ask the question, who's doing the work now? Have they subcontracted? Is the work just not getting done? Or have they made it where other people that already have a job now have that as an additional duty?
So for the moment, do you think that people should feel safe flying?
Yeah, at this point, I think we're still safe flying. I don't think they've gotten rid of the positions at this point. That's coming up. But I do think that people should be asking the question. I think what media is doing is great, is to put that to everyone that flies here in Australia, to put that up to question, is this the right thing to do? And is really going to help the organization, which monetarily wise, or is it going to hurt Australia overall for the safety? I mean, we got to think about it this way. Australia is one of the safest countries, if not the safest country in the world to fly. We have a really good track record on air safety. So do we really want to just cut jobs and jeopardize that? And that's the question we have to ask and keep asking until we get a good answer.
Ron Bishop, discipline leader for aviation at Central Queensland University. Benjamin Morgan is the executive director of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. He says an independent investigation into the job cuts is necessary.
When you have internal staff members coming forward and making statements such as, will it require blood on our hands before we take action, and et cetera, then it cannot be denied that there's a problem. How deep and how broad that problem is yet to be identified. And again, we would be encouraging, as Senator Xenophon has called, for an independent investigation to work out whether the job cuts that have already been undertaken have impacted safety. And obviously, any further job cuts would need to be reviewed carefully. And I do want to make a comment. Industry is not against Air Services reducing its staff and achieving efficiencies. We're certainly in support of Air Services achieving operational efficiencies and cost savings. However, we do want to be assured that the safety of air navigation is being maintained in Australia, and I think that we're entitled to that. I need to remind you that the Australian National Audit Office, not that long ago, and a number of months ago, released a scathing report into the Air Services organisation, which highlighted that there was a serious lack of probity and a raft of other issues which were raised. I think at this point in time, an independent investigation does need to take place to start to provide the aviation industry with a clear picture as to what exactly is going on within the management of Air Services. When you have Air Services' own senior executives coming forward, leaking documents and speaking to the media, the old adage, where the smoke, the fire, is simply applied. And in this particular case, these people wouldn't be risking their careers, they wouldn't be risking their reputations to come forward if, in fact, they did not believe that there are genuine risks and genuine safety concerns.
Benjamin Morgan, he's Executive Director of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, speaking to The Wire's Nicole Wedding.